Morning, everyone.
Good morning.
When it comes to the Birkas Kohanim, there is, of course, a well-known custom not to look at the Kohanim while they are duchening. And the question is, how bad is it? If someone does accidentally look at the Kohanim, what's going to happen to them? And so they used to say that if you look at the Kohanim, God forbid, you're going to go blind. That's not going to happen. It's not the end of the world if you look at the Kohanim. Simply, we just don't have the custom to do so because we're concerned. If you look at the Kohanim, perhaps you'll get distracted. Maybe you won't be able to have the full intent of accepting the bracha that you are receiving. And so therefore, we say, don't look at the Kohanim. But again, who is it? What's his name? Leonard Nimoy, right? That's his name.
Yeah.
We never would have had the famous Star Trek sign if someone didn't look at the Kohanim while they were duchening, right? That's the backstory, I believe. How the Klingon, right?
He was a Kohen.
He was a Kohen?
Yeah.
I think the story is that he was in Shul when he was a boy and he saw the duchening. That's how he came up with the sign. The point is that don't look at the Kohanim duchening, but if you do, it's not the end of the world. There is this question also of what you're supposed to do then during the duchening. And so the answer is quite simple, which is hard for us nowadays, and that's you're actually supposed to pay attention to what the Kohanim are saying, and you're supposed to have the intent to accept this bracha. There's this question of when the Kohanim are singing, are you supposed to say those like really long paragraphs that they have in the Sidurim? And many of the poskim are against this, because as the general rule, it could be considered a hefsek. It's an interruption in the bracha that you're receiving. And so what do you do again? So you think to Hashem that you're trying to receive this bracha over here, but to do anything more is not ideal. And so again, if you look at the Kohanim, don't next time, but if you do, it's not the end of the world. With that, we conclude the Rabbi's Kaddish, Rabbi Hanani ben Akashmer, Ratzah Kaddish Baruch.